Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
FM 104's Select Irish with Louise Tighe.
Select Irish on FM 104, and join me now after his headline gig in the Grand Social is Kieran Moran. Hello.
Hello, Louise. How are you? Thanks very much for having me. Thank you.
How was the gig on Saturday?
It was amazing. There was loads of energy. There was a feeling in the room that I've probably never had before that... You know, after certain events, sometimes you can see how happy a crowd or an audience are. And there was a great buzz after, and the people that were at the show seemed to love it. So, yeah, it was amazing. I had a great time, and something a little bit different again, a different venue that I hadn't played in a couple of years. So it was lovely to be back and play there. And the room was filled, and it was lovely, you know.
And not only that, you've only just had your debut in New York as well.
Yeah, it's probably been the last couple of weeks have probably been the busiest weeks I've ever had with regards to music, you know. But I went over to New York. I was invited over to play over there, and that couldn't have gone any better. The show went amazing. I've done a lot of work over there as well, done some photo shoots and podcasts, and there was some newspapers that featured us over there, the Irish Echo in New York, and it was a bit surreal, to be honest, and I don't know whether I've taken it in fully, but it was amazing, and I've been invited to come back over to New York towards the end of the year, possibly for a small tour in America. So I'm very excited, and I look forward to going back soon, you know.
Was it different to perform for a New York audience than it would be for home?
Yeah, it was, you know, it was different because you're kind of preparing differently. You're worried in case they don't understand certain songs or what certain songs are about, because a lot of my songs would be about where I grew up, and certain phrases or slang I would use in the songs would be kind of Dublinish, and it's it was a bit afraid of that, but it worked amazing. And there was some people there that I didn't, there was a guy from Breaking Bad, Dean Norris, who was at the show, and he came up to me at the end of the show, and he shook, I actually didn't know who he was because I didn't watch Breaking Bad, but he shook my hand and asked me for a CD, you know, and I gave him a CD, and I was talking to him for a couple of minutes, and someone said to me, do you know who he is, you know, and he came down for the show, which was amazing, and he said, they said he was in Breaking Bad, and I couldn't believe, you know, he was telling me all about the work he was doing. He was working on Law and Order over there, and he took me contact details. He's coming back over to Ireland in the summer with his son, and he said he'll try to reach out to me when he's over here as well. So that was an amazing thing. And Eddie Cahill, who was in Friends, was with him as well. And some amazing series. So meeting people like that that I didn't know were at the show. And I think I would have been a lot more nervous if I knew there was people like that there as well. You know, but it was lovely. The crowd were amazing, and they really took to it. And we had Steve Collins, the Irish boxer, who he was over there promoting one of his new movie he has. And he got up and sang The Fields of Athenry with us at the end of the set. And for a debut over in New York, it couldn't have gone any better for me, you know.
Do you ever take a moment to realise how far it's come?
I don't really, to be honest with you, because I think if I did, I'd probably stop, you know. I'd probably be afraid of where it's going or what can happen with it, you know. And I never try to get ahead of myself, if that makes sense. So I'd be afraid, and I wouldn't like to kind of be going around saying, oh, I'm about to play in New York and playing this and playing that, you know. I think when I'm a little bit older and maybe have kids or around my family and that, and I can look back at photos and look back at things, I think then it'll kind of hit me. But at the minute, I'm very focused on where I'm going with it and where I want to go with it. And I think I always use the term, I have like blinkers on, like the way a horse would, and I'm just kind of going straight. So I'm trying to not let any of the madness distract me, so to speak, you know.
Are you someone who will keep record of these moments for that kind of look back?
Yeah, do you know what I have in my house? I have a, I call it the wall of frames. I have photos of everything. I keep every support. Like if I'm doing a support, and you know, to give you the guest pass, the sticker for the all access, area all access. I keep all them, and I have nearly everything. And then every photo, like I always keep photos from shows. And I actually done a cool thing in New York, so I brought an Irish flag with me, a big huge Irish flag, and I gave it out to the crowd and asked them to sign the flag. So every show I'm going to do, I'm going to have this flag, and hopefully people will write small enough so that we can keep it for a few shows, and then I'll probably redo it. But the reason I done that was I wanted to, in a few years' time, look back, and I asked them to put your name down and where you're from, or where the gig was, and like there's messages on it, like my name is John, I'm from New York. It was lovely to see you on this date, and I wanted to do that for my own sake, because in a few years I'd love to have that and be able to sit down and say, "Jesus, I probably never got to speak to these people for a couple of minutes, but they were at the show and they enjoyed the music and they wrote a lovely message." So yeah, that's I try to keep the memories, because you don't know how far or how quick it can end as well. You know, it's both. You can go so forward with it, but you can stop at any moment. And to have them memories, I think I've done more than I could ever dream of, you know, and now anything else is just that's happening is just incredible, you know.
Yeah, that's such a gorgeous thing to do as well, because there'll be so many different venues over the next couple of years that they'll start merging into one at one point, whereas this will kind of bring it right back to that moment, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. The flag idea, I actually hadn't seen it being done. Maybe it's done all the time, but I hadn't seen it done before, and I brought a Sharpie marker and I handed it out to the audience, and they signed it. And the amazing thing about it, which is a little bit weird, but there's like stains from bears falling on it, and it just has, there's a little bit of
real life
in it, so to speak. And character in it. And I think in a couple of years time, when I pick up that flag or hang it up on my walls, I'll be proud of what I've done and where I'm going and what I've done with it, you know, for, as I always say, a young lad from not too far from where we are in the inner city in Dublin, to be able to say you went over to play New York once is more than a dream. It's not something you can kind of even say, look, I can't wait to do that, because it was way out of my scope, so to speak. I always thought I'd kind of be stuck to Dublin, which would have been fine, but now to be getting these opportunities, it's just a bit surreal, you know.
And the latest single, It's Okay, is getting a bit of a new life as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's okay. A lot of people seem to really enjoy the song. It relates to a lot of people, and it's constantly kind of moving. So I've just been recently asked to use the song in a new Irish movie that's coming out this year. It'll also be on Netflix afterwards. And a well-known Irish director who has directed probably one of the biggest programs in Ireland as well. And the likings of that, it's just it. Sometimes you do feel like a song when you put it out a few months later, it might be forgotten about, or it might kind of until your next release, and then the rest are forgotten. But to be still getting messages on the back for it, I released that back in November, and I was due to release up to St. Patrick's weekend, but so many things had happened in the early in this year, and which is amazing. I kind of pushed it out and I said, you know what, I'm going to wait till everything is done and focus on the new project and put it out, you know.
Yeah, I hear you're working on a new EP.
Yeah, I'm at the writing the EP. I'm going to be going in recording now. I was waiting until the last headline show, which was the Grand Social, on Saturday to focus on going into the studio. And I'm working with some top class Irish musicians around it, and finding my feet and finding that style. And it's going to be a good one. There's a song on it called "Give Up Your Love," which I think is it's going to be a nice one in Ireland. I think people are really going to enjoy it. It has some nice lines in it about the Clad of Rings and the Sovereign Rings as well on kids. And yeah, there's a lot of kind of Dublin and Ireland in the next EP I'm going to be doing, you know.
Excellent. And this kind of puts people on the spot a little bit, but see, here you go. What's three things people need to know about you?
I think for what I do, I think a lot of the songs that I release, for one, that a lot of the time people will assume they might be directly about me, but sometimes they can be about, they might be about a neighbour or a friend, or they might be just about somebody I met along the way. I think the second thing is that I'm very me, so to speak. So a lot of the time when people come to me and they see stuff on Instagram, you know, the way the world can be a little bit fake when you see it on Instagram and they think like everything is great and the world is going great, you know, but I'm exactly what you see on, if you see me in a shopping centre in Dublin and then see me on the stage, it's the same person all the time, you know, and that's something I kind of pride myself on. And then I suppose the third one would be just, I'm a big family person, you know, I'm very close with my family and I'll be very tight and I respect them a lot. And yeah, I think for what I do and the music I think it shows through the music, the type of people we are. And yeah, we're just ordinary kind of Joe Soap, so to speak, you know, and there's never any, I don't wear sunglasses indoors, you know, or do any of the fluffy jackets or fancy jackets. I'm just literally myself. And that is a hard question. I don't know what the best answer would be, but I suppose the main thing would be that I'm just me and I'm the exact same as everyone else, you know.
If people want to keep up to date with everything you're up to, where is the best place to go?
Instagram would be one of the big ones that I'd update mostly, but Facebook, Spotify, YouTube, everything is online, and all social media platforms you'll find it. It's under Ciarán Moran. And yeah, there's a lot of music on Instagram that I haven't released as well, just some reels from home and performances live from my house and that people could check out as well, which would be cool, you know.
Excellent. Ciarán Moran, thank you so much for chatting to us.
No problem, Louise. Can I just give a quick shout out for this week there is Daffodil Day for the Irish Cancer Society. It's a big thing for survivors of cancer, and the Irish Cancer Society themselves is this Friday as well. And I work closely with them and I'd love to just give that a mention because it's an incredible cause, and for what they do for people, it's unbelievable, you know.
Yeah, 100%. I'm heading out myself on Friday morning with the Daffodils onto Grafton Street, so it's brilliant.
Yeah, I'll be out on this Friday myself for Daffodil Day. So yeah, I just wanted to give it a shout there, because it's a very important day.
It is,
The work that they do and what the society does for people is incredible, you know.
It really is. They put a lot of work into it.
I'll hopefully see you around Dublin on Friday and people out on Friday. And yeah, thanks so much for having me on. I really appreciate it all the time, Louise. Thanks for having me back, time and time again. It's lovely to chat to you as well.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.